I'll be reading 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
Number 77, I must tell Jesus.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, see, I knew you will help me. He ever loves and cares for his soul. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus.
I'll be reading from Isaiah 41, verse 10. I'll be reading from the King James Version. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Please turn to number 462. God will take care of you. We'll sing all four verses. God will take care of you. 462. Be not dismayed,
whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through days of toil and heart that fail, God will take care of you. When danger steers your path of sail,
Let us pray. Our Father, we come before you again this day, Father, thanking you for another day, another Lord's Day that we were able to come and assemble and to remember the death of your Son on the cross for our sins. Father, we know that you loved us so much that you willingly sent your Son, and we're thankful for that above all else. We're also thankful, Father, as this year closes out, that you've been with us this year. You've blessed us greatly. We pray that we'll always thank you for the things you've given us. We know that all things come by your hand, and we're thankful for that. We do pray, Father, as we start a new year, that we can be better examples to those around us, that we can be better servants here at the congregation, and that we can follow you more sure and more ability, that we can really look into your word and to serve you correctly the way we should. We pray that we know that there are many times in our lives that we fall short and we don't always do the things that we should do. We pray you'll forgive us of these things. Help us to find the right answer in the Bible. Help us to strive to do what is correct in your sight. We have many of our number, Father, that are sick right now. We have a lot of families that are sick. We pray, if it be your will, to put your healing hand on them. We have some that are in the hospital. We have some that are facing surgery in the near future. We know, Father, that if it be your will, that you can heal them of all these issues and be with those that are going in for surgery. We pray that you'll watch after them and bring them back to us when the time is right. We also pray, Father, for our country. As we've seen this past year, our country seems to be getting worse as time goes on. We pray that the leadership will turn to you, to turn to your word, and try to instill that in our country again. We pray for our country. We know that it's heading down the wrong road. We pray, Father, for our young people. We know there's a lot of temptation in this life. We know there's a lot of evil in this world. We pray that you'll guard them, protect them from the evil of this world, help them to be strong and to serve you throughout the remainder of their lives. We pray now as we continue with this song service and reading of your word that what we do here will be acceptable in your sight and pleasing to you. We pray this all in your Son's name. Amen.
I'll be reading from Genesis 9, 12 through 16. But before I do that, I want to thank you for the cards for the recent passing of my sister and your many condolences. Okay, I'll be reading from 12 to 16. And God said, "This is the token of the covenant which I made between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And all the waters shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look about it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth."
Number 224, there's a rainbow in the cloud.
As I journey here in the toil and tears, there's a rainbow.
There's a rainbow in the cloud, in the cloud.
We will be reading from Isaiah 26:3. Isaiah 26:3. I know it's the same thing as in this song. Verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Sing all three verses of this song.
Be perfect peace in this dark world of sin.
Be reading from Ephesians 3, 12 through 21. In whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him. Therefore, I ask that you do not lose heart at my tribulations for you, which is in glory. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. And he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints that which is with the length and depth and height, to know the one of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
The next song is number 69, What a Friend We Have in Jesus.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What we
your scripture reading.
I know it's not in there. I meant to put it in there. As we reflect, this being the last day of 2023, we look to the things that we are comforted and encouraged on, the songs that build us up and edify us, the strength we have with one another. Let us think on those things. Let's go to God in prayer. Lord, our Heavenly Father, we go to you in petition of prayer for comfort and strength. We know that this is the end of 2023. We look forward to 2024 to again be your children, to be guiding lights, Lord, to continue to strengthen us, to continue to watch over us, to help those round about us, Lord. We ask comfort and strength for those of our number that are sick, that they can be strengthened, Lord, in this next year coming up. Be with those that have continual ailments, that they can be healed and their strength can be fortified. Lord, be with each one of us as we walk our path, that we continue to be stronger Christians than we have in the past. Allow us to be strengthened, comforted, and edified one with another as we come together each and every time, Lord. Be with us this day. Accept our songs and prayers and petitions as sweet-smelling aroma, that we continue to look to you for all things. In Jesus' precious name we believe and pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, John.
If you open up your Bibles to Psalm 86, beginning in verse 1. I'm reading from the New King James Version, Psalm 86. Bow down your ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am holy. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I cry to you all day long. Rejoice the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, Lord, are good and ready to forgive, and abundant in mercy to all of those who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my troubles, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord, nor are there any works like your works. All the nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. You are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your ways, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, the proud have risen against me, and a mob of violent men have sought my life, and have not set you before them. But you, O God, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in mercy and truth. O turn to me and have mercy upon me. Give your strength to your servant, and save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign for good to those who hate me, and see if they and be ashamed, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me.
"63" will be our next song, and we'll sing all four verses. And if you could, please stand.
I need every hour, oh, gracious Lord, no tender voice like mine can be suffered. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee, oh.
If you will, turn to Psalm 55. Psalm 55. Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Now, if you will, let's turn to 594. The Lily of the Valley. Lily of the Valley, all the verses of this song.
I found a friend in Jesus, he's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The Lily of the Valley, in him alone I see. All I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. In sorrow he's my comfort, in trouble he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's the Lily of the Valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. Oh, he's all my griefs that's taken and all my sorrows borne. In temptation, he's my strong and mighty tower. I have all for him forsaken. My heart, and now he keeps me by his power. Though all the world forsake me, and Satan tempt me sore, through Jesus I shall safely reach the goal. He's the Lily of the Valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here. While I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I've nothing now to fear. With his manna heat, my hungry soul shall fill. There's leaping up to glory, to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roll. He's the Lily of the Valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my
Psalms 46, 1 through 3. Psalms 46, 1 through 3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling.
Number 466, does Jesus care? 466. Does Jesus care
when the heart is faint? Too deeply for mirth or song, as the burdens rest and the cares distress, and the way grows weary and long. Oh, yes, he cares, I know he cares, his heart is touched.
7, verses 14 through 17.
Revelation 7, 14 through 17. I'll be reading from the New King James Version. And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest, and he said to me, These are they which came out of the tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, nor thirst any more. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them into the living fountains of waters. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And now turn with me to chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. Chapter 21, 1 through 4. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and for the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. If you go ahead and mark your songbooks to the invitation song, 295, 295, that'll be the invitation song after Larry's message. And then turn with me to 214, No Tears in Heaven. And as a convenience for you, just let us stand. No tears in heaven, no sorrow in heaven, all will be glory.
Bob's already said the invitation song is 295. 295. We'll be singing that in just a few minutes. Last service of this year. In about 5 hours and 15 minutes, this year will be past. So if you haven't done it this year, you don't have very long to go until it's past. You know, we reflect back on the year. and we think about the year to come. But I want to read a passage of Scripture, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. You know, it does us good to look back at the past year, but we can't do anything about things that are past. We can't change them. We can learn from them and try to determine to do better in the future. But we can't do anything about things that's already past. And the future is uncertain. We make plans according to the Lord's will. Those things will come to pass. But we don't know what this year is going to bring. But Paul said, I forget the things that are past, and I look forward to the things that are before me that prize the upward call of Christ in Jesus Christ. We just sing the song, No Tears in Heaven. When we pass from this life, all that sorrow, all our pursuits of this life, all the physical things that we've thought about, all the physical efforts that we have done are past. What's going to matter is our relationship with God. So when we look forward, to this coming year, what are we looking forward to? Well, first of all, we need to be in a right relationship with God. And if we're here tonight and we're not in a right relationship with God, or we're listening to the live stream and we're not in a right relationship with God, we need to be sure that we are. And we need to do whatever it takes for us to be in that right relationship with God. And we need to grow spiritually. Well, what does that mean? Well, it's more than just knowledge. You know, the congregation can study, we can chuck and preach lessons that are pure and clear, and we need those things. We have to have those things in order for us to grow closer to God, in order for us to grow closer to one another. But if that's the only time, as Chuck has said many, many times, that we open up God's Word, are we going to be stronger? Are we going to grow spiritually in this next coming year? The answer to that's no. So we have to grow spiritually. And again, that's more than just knowledge. When we talk about growing spiritually, what are we talking about? We're talking about our focus is on the spiritual. That means it guides and directs all that we do. And we use our knowledge, we use our abilities, we use our resources, we use our opportunities to serve, to encourage, to teach. But you know, there's a lot of things that's involved in the spiritual guiding and directing everything that we do. So we need to ask ourselves a question. Does the spiritual guide and direct what we do? Is the spiritual our main focus in life? And everything that we do in life is with God in the picture. We sung all these songs tonight about God taking care of us, the rainbow in the clouds, no tears in heaven, God hearing and answering our prayers. We have to grow spiritually, each and every one of us. But we also have to grow as a congregation of God's people. And I'd like for you to turn back to Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. If there is therefore any exhortation in Christ, if any consolation of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any tender mercies and compassions, make full my joy that you be of the same mind, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, doing nothing through faction or through vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, each counting other better than himself, not looking each of you in his own things, but each of you also in the things of others. So we have to be of the same mind. And that mind needs to focus on what? On God's word. We have to be of the same mind. We have to have love for one another. We have to have tender mercies and compassion for one another. So what's involved in that? Well, we serve one another. So are we doing what we can to serve one another? Are we doing what we can to serve God? Or can we do better? Are we attending to the physical needs of those of the congregation that need our help? Are we attending to the spiritual needs of those in the congregation that need our help? Really, how well do we know each other? Do we know each other like we should? Do we have people in our home? Are we doing things to draw closer together to each other? We should be the closest of people because we're God's people. And I see that in this congregation. We love one another. You're here 45 minutes after services are over. There's still people here talking to each other. You know, I've been in congregation. When I was young, I used to preach around in other congregations in North Alabama. I preached in the congregation two or three times. It was over 400 people. In 10 minutes after services was over, there might have been 20 people left in the building. I'd never seen people leave so fast. We don't have that problem here. We love each other. We want to be together. And that's the way God intended it. And that's the reason that God prescribed for us that we worship together, because we need that encouragement. We need that love. We need that support that we get from each other. Can we do better? We can always do better. But we need to grow as a congregation. If we, each and every one of us, determine that we're going to grow spiritually this coming year, then what's that going to do for the congregation? If we grow spiritually, the congregation is going to grow spiritually. And we have to grow spiritually. We need sound teaching. We need application to that. But we have to do our own study. We have to grow our own selves spiritually. And as we grow spiritually as an individual, what are we going to do? Well, we're going to be more involved in the work. So let's determine in this coming year that we're going to grow spiritually, because we never, never are going to get to a point to where we can't grow spiritually. But we also need to grow in number. Look around us. A good portion of this congregation is made up of people in their 60s and their 70s and their 80s. So what's going to happen to this congregation in 10 years, 20 years? We need to grow. We need workers. We need people who are doing the Lord's will. And we don't grow just for the sake of growth. We grow right, and we grow in the right direction. We need to teach our children. We need to save our children. Churches are losing their children to the world. We need to make sure that doesn't happen to us. We need to save our children. We need to reach out to our families. We need to reach out to our friends. We need to reach out to our neighbors. And we need to pray for growth. Excuse me. We need to pray for growth as individuals, but we as a congregation need to be praying for growth, that we grow spiritually, which is the most important thing, and that we grow numerically. And we all have different abilities. We all have limitations. Some of us have more limitations than others. Some are very limited in what they can do. But it takes each and every one of us working together to do the Lord's will and to do the work that we have to do in this place. Bow with me for a word of prayer. Almighty God in heaven, we humble ourselves in thy presence, praising honor and glory to thy name, who has given us such hope, who has given us such blessings to be called children of thine. And you have blessed us, Father, each and every one so much. And your blessings have been upon this congregation. We pray that you will continue to be with us, that you will continue to bless us, that you will continue to bless this congregation, that we can grow in spirit, that we can always stand for truth, that we can always, Father, be workers in thy kingdom, letting our light shine, that others in this community might see our good works. To be strong in spirit, to be strong in the Lord, we pray, Father, that you will help us as we work, as we do thy will, that we would grow, that we would continue, Father, to be a light to this community for years to come. Bless us with help. Heal our sick. Help us to have love and compassion for one another. Help us, Father, that all we do would be guided by the spiritual. Forgive us when we sin. Bless us this night through the remainder of our lives to always be faithful, always be true to thee, looking to that home in heaven with no more tears, no more sorrow. No more sickness, no more death. Father, we pray these things in accordance with thy will. In the name of Christ, amen. Amen. So if you're here this evening and you need to respond to the invitation by being baptized for remission of your sins, or there's sin in your life and you've put that off and you need to make that right, why not do that tonight? Life's uncertain. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. So think about that. If you haven't already, turn to number 295, Christ Receiveth Sinful Men. And we can be so thankful that Christ receives sinful men. If you have a need, stand as we sing this song.
Jesus will receive salvation.